Let's do it.
Hello and welcome to the All Range Mode podcast. This week we'll be talking about PUBG and some other shit.
This week on All Range Mode.
Into the microphone and give our own intro of the show. So we all just start talking at the same time. Hello and welcome to the All Range Mode podcast. And from that point on, we all just branch off and try and, you know, this week we'll be talking about PUBG and some other shit. And it's just like mumble, and later on you have to mix it into something coherent.
There's no fucking way. Let's do it. Five.
Oh my god.
Four.
No, let's not do that. That's a bad idea.
It's either a really good idea or a really bad idea.
I'm not doing it.
Can I just ask a question?
About we already started talking.
Let's do it.
What do you got, Kyle?
Turn this light off.
Yeah, ask that question.
Last week we said maybe this podcast wouldn't be about video games all the time. But in the past, it was a video game podcast. Pretty much, right?
Really?
Not always. We talked about a lot of movies and games.
Yeah, I'm going to say like the past 30 episodes, we kind of specialized in games. But before that, it was anything media-based except music. Media.
Oh, yeah. You guys used to say
which I try to bring.
Hates media.
Well, dude, what happened was is that Chad had a job at Family Video, and he was getting exclusives for like 4 months.
Like pre-release.
And pre-release exclusives. And then we were just like, hey, we're like,
we got infamous.
Our biggest episodes are games episodes. Let's stick to games. I think
I got Ground Zeroes early from Chad. I got South Park early from Chad. We got Watch Dogs early from Chad.
Yeah, Watch Dogs we had for a whole weekend. Infamous.
Watch Dogs was huge for the podcast. It picked up a lot of
Last of Us. Doug got
then.
Last of Us. Remember we watched the intro to
Last
of Us?
Yeah, fuck.
Live?
Dude, that was like, that was an intro, man. That game was something else.
That was fun. I like
that. I never thought that a game would make me feel that sad. You know what I mean?
Ever...
I watched that intro. Do you remember that? The little girl?
Yeah, the shit.
You thought that was bad?
No. It was shit. It was shit because yeah. It was
but I was like, wow, a video game actually made me feel something, and it was like that.
That whole
first time,
that whole game was amazing.
Yeah, the second one's gonna
be
dope.
Like video games like that are campaigns. I don't even play them. I don't even have a memory of in my life of like playing through a campaign, and I was like, that was incredible. Other than like The Last of Us.
I had a similar experience with Zelda recently. Holy shit.
I never played the camp. I did play the campaign, but it wasn't like... My good memories of Halo 1 are just playing fucking
Halo 1, the first
Xbox Kinect at Dave Chapman's house.
Oh, my God.
You know what? They make you play as the girl in Last of Us, and she's underpowered, but like for all like natural reasons and not like pussy-ass reasons, like in Resident Evil. Not like to make it harder or more puzzly, but like for a story, for narrative. Like... The third season out of four, you play as her, and that like rapist fucking
in the fucking restaurant.
You.
Like it's like, I guess in the way,
and
it's one of the only boss
Joel
fights.
Is hurt, and she goes looking for medicine and gets kidnapped,
and then Joel comes and saves the day.
Is it? Is that how it goes down?
She kills the guy.
Yeah, you kill him.
It's neat,
but it's like the only shots you fire, if I remember correctly, is you get his gun, and you point and shoot, kill that fucker.
As Ellie, that's the only shots you fire.
I don't know if I made that up, but it felt like that to me.
Oh no, there was a whole part where you're like,
you have a rifle
or something.
It was like that big mall thing where you're like, there's like that helicopter that's crashed to the ceiling. You have to get some medical equipment.
That's
that
little standalone.
That was the DLC with when she's in the mall with the girl, the black girl.
No.
It's
definitely
in
not DLC.
No, it is. Absolutely. I played it last year.
TJ's confirmed it.
It is. It is DLC. If it's a little black girl in her, it's DLC.
I played the PS4 remastered version. It's
yeah,
all I did.
Which came with
DLC.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Left behind, I think.
That's when it's like
all right.
Ellie and her little lesbian girlfriend. But I'm not teasing it. I mean, that's what it is.
That was a thing?
Yeah.
I don't even remember now.
You just forgot it?
I don't even remember. There was another girl there?
Hold on
then
a
you didn't
I didn't
play,
even play that game.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I think I didn't play DLC, but if the remastered version came with DLC, then I did. because I beat that version of the campaign.
Sorry. Yeah, but no. Sure. You can beat the game, and then you gotta like boot up this other thing. But you obviously
pretty sure it's in the middle of the winter.
No booting up of another thing.
Joel gets hurt.
Okay, I did not do that.
It's from the main menu. It's just
no way. I played it linear.
You just described.
No, he said he doesn't remember a girl. There must be another part in the game.
That's hard to. Right?
Yeah. That's mall like. Are you talking about like a non-destroyed mall where there were stores?
A non-destroyed mall.
Yeah, like
it wasn't open. There weren't people in it. It was a post-apocalyptic type of mall, overgrown.
Yeah, when she's at the mall, I don't fucking remember anymore.
There's a helicopter downed inside of it, and you're trying to get some medical supplies out of it, I think.
Yes, medical supplies, very specifically.
That
was the DLC.
That's not the DLC.
I swear to God,
she gets medical supplies for Joel.
Unless you're saying they included the DLC right into the normal campaign of the game. Because I swear to God,
it's snowy, right?
I did not go out into the menu and say, yes, I would like to play the extra downloaded shit. I just played the campaign, and it would go, and now you're playing as Ellie.
As far as I remember,
and
you,
I said, fuck, I don't like playing as her.
No, the end of the game, you do play as her, and you do go looking for medicine.
It was near the end of the game.
And you meet that
Joel gets David shot or guy? Something, doesn't he?
Yeah. He gets shot and he falls.
Right, and he's fucking
no, he gets pushed and falls and lands on
Isn't
a spike.
Isn't there like a cannibal farm? A cannibal group that you meet after that? Or something like that? You know what? I'm so fucking... it's so hazy now. It's gone.
That's worth, maybe worth replaying. That game
the moral of the story is, or the point of the conversation for me anyway is just to say I absolutely never clicked on any DLC. 100% without a doubt in my mind.
I never had sexual relationships.
Ever.
That's what you sounded like.
Clicked on DLC.
Mm. All right. We're talking about The Last of Us.
Let's talk about something more interesting. Yeah.
Duh.
Okay, so what can't we talk about? Game of Thrones, because Kyle and Chad.
Talk about it.
No, don't talk.
Talk about it.
There's not really much else going on for TV.
This late in the game, you gotta watch it.
Well, we could talk about Ozark.
Fuck, I haven't watched that.
Fucking media, really. Man.
All right.
So we are. This is still all range.
Yeah,
the all range mode media podcast.
I don't fucking know.
Doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
Talk about anything.
Anything you want.
Oh, what are you guys doing tomorrow?
Okay, I don't want to know your fucking grocery list, but I mean, like, you can talk about...
Everyone's coming over, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about something serious.
Yeah, I got a little fucking, like, Shelby got some loner fucking blow-up stuff. It's good. I'm pretty happy with it. I'm not over the moon about it.
We're coming over.
There's going to be 1,000 kids, and they're going to go crazy, and they're going to love it regardless.
I got that fucking shit. Yeah, it's going to be some tunes, some barbecue.
This is going to be a big party,
outside.
Right? All your family's coming?
I don't know. I don't know.
Is there going to be 72 kids there?
Hope so, but don't know. You know what? My entire family. So, I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot of people, dude. All of us, all our kids.
Yeah.
Tina won't be there. She's at work, but.
Yeah. 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 It's too bad.
Emily won't be there.
That's also very bad, and no baby.
She's not working. She just doesn't like any of us.
Jess isn't coming.
Myself included.
Fuck.
Just me, really? Me and the boy.
Jeez.
So, yeah. But, that's okay.
I guess
we're still
going to
be...
Chad got engaged.
Yeah, we're still going to be riding high. Chad and his fiance.
Yep.
And their little baby. And I did some work in the garden, and I cleaned up back there, and hoping to have a good time, indoor, outdoor. I don't know how it's going to be, but a lot of kids, a lot of cool people, like my friends and my family.
I hope my kid's not a dickhead tomorrow.
Super excited about it. You know, I'm sad, though. We invited a bunch of neighbors, and none of them can come. Like, all the neighborhood kids, we invited them all, but they have...
Are you expecting 100 people to your party tomorrow?
No, just lots of kids, and... people hanging out.
Yeah, we invited the whole neighborhood, you know.
Well, why not?
I think Jack's birthday party is gonna be like you guys.
I got lots of sausages and buns and little hot dogs, and Shelby's making pasta salad, and there's gonna be tons of food. I mean, no one don't go there expecting to like fill up. eat, enjoy yourself. There'll be plenty of food for you.
So we can fill up if we need to?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to trash 5 or 6 pieces of pizza and then grab fucking... if you want to go hard all day, there'll be food there.
Sick.
Or everyone can
eat. You know what? I'll say it now. I'm going to be there till it sucks.
Or everyone can eat. Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Till it sucks. Till my kid makes it suck bad.
I'm coming till it sucks.
That's going to be the killer for me.
Dude, I'm just like...
Kids.
I'm
He's going to have
kids,
fun. Like,
I'm hoping those kids ride high for hours, dude. Like,
it's two screens kids, pushing graphics.
Have fun, man. Have fun, boys and girls.
It only renders them once, Chad.
So we can duplicate the display.
Without slowing it down.
Okay.
It's a little extra video processing power.
What?
Chad's playing No Man's Sky.
It looks like a lot.
On 100-inch screen. It is choppy.
Yeah, the frame rate is super choppy. Not looking good.
This could just be loading, though.
Yeah.
I'll fix it.
So shaders.
Okay, so I didn't have a chance to play Hellblade, by the way.
But you are going to.
Yeah, I think so.
So we won't spoil anything.
No, I don't care. It's a 4-hour game.
It's not 4. It's like...
Like, instead of watching the before you buy, four. It's I like, want to hear Dan's before you buy.
It's the best value in video games.
It's going to be like, it really is a good value for like a really great game.
What's the price?
$34?
It's $29.99.
$34.
In the States.
In the States.
Yeah.
I think it's
$34.
I think it's $34.
Which is like almost the next game I'm going to buy. That or Lego Star Wars The Force Awakens. Can't decide.
Jesus.
What?
But one of those two is getting purchased soon.
Isn't that on for like $5 every month?
No. It's the only like
they
Lego game that doesn't fucking discount. It's down to 30 and I almost fucking pulled the trigger on it.
Why wouldn't you? What the fuck's 30 bucks?
So good. Well, I don't know. We got lots of fucking... I don't know. Money's tight this week, but like by October I'm trying to fucking pull the trigger on a Wii U. We'll see about that.
A Wii U?
Switch.
A Switch.
You want my Switch?
Do I want your Switch?
Yeah. I'm trying to dump this thing.
No, it's... I know you want, like... You want a good, fair price for it, but, like, you have
you're
so
not,
many...
What are you going to do? Are you going to find this...
I'll probably pick and choose what I want at the time. So, like, I'll buy the fucking Switch and maybe Mario. Well, absolutely Mario. Switch and Mario, that's it.
So you don't want Zelda.
I won't
want Mario
for
Kart.
A Pro Controller or Zelda or anything else like that right away. No.
Fine.
I'll go for Zelda, maybe like...
So you're trying to buy in at the lowest price, all right?
Yeah, I just want the basics.
I get you.
So...
I will be able to sell this anytime on Kijiji in 5 minutes.
Yeah, you got a good deal, and Switch is only getting bigger, I think.
For sure. And still unavailable somehow.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm kind of going in that direction. Like, Zelda really opened my eyes to being in like bright, cartoony... landscapes and stuff like that, and I'm really, really into it. So all of those fucking Nintendo games that they're showing off right now are looking real nice. Even like Yoshi, like Yoshi's gonna be way too much money, but knowing that my kids could play it and that I could play it is huge. So we'll see how it goes.
Will your kids actually be into it? Did like your kids play games yet?
Max has started playing Lego superheroes.
Is he addicted?
He likes playing as an alternative to like watching cartoons sometimes. Yeah, if he gets bored.
Good. I'm happy he doesn't, because...
Yeah, so he's 5.
Some kids get like nuts addicted to games where it's like you can't make them get off. All they want to do in all their free time is just play.
My nephew's like that. But he's older now.
Alex?
He's like 16. But
I think if they're young.
I think that's probably a 16? Lot more common these days than it was.
Yeah, he just got his license.
Growing up.
Oh. Do you guys notice that you never see kids playing outside?
He wants a Switch. He's fucking...
Very, like when we were kids... There were just kids at the park always. We were just kids outside skateboarding.
Yeah,
kids always doing
when
shit.
When we were kids, I remember I used to call like...
We were literally up and down Front Road all day,
phones.
Every day.
I remember calling 726-5249.
Chad's house. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I was reminiscing earlier, the guy who helped me pour concrete, how we used to leave the house in grade school, right? On our bikes and just go wherever, right? So that's like before 12.
Damn.
Just on your bike. Like, Lena's turning 10. And, Dad, can I ride my bike to Leah's house? Like, or not Leah's, but, her friend who lives in LaSalle. But, like, she knows how to get there, but you got to cross some big roads.
Sure.
It seems like no way. But we used to do it.
I was just saying there's no fucking kids playing outside because everyone's inside playing games.
You don't think there's kids outside playing?
Not like when we were kids. Dude, I used to just play in my backyard. by myself, pretending to be a Ninja Turtle, and like dead serious about it, like having a good time.
I did shit like that all the time
when I was really young, and I have those memories.
Every
like
every kid I know is playing outside, so like
playing in the forest with like sticks. I don't pretending yeah, to be like a fucking wizard.
We were always in the woods.
Are you yeah. in a neighborhood with kids, always. Dan?
Huh?
Are you, is there other little kids in your neighborhood?
Yeah.
Yeah, and but Jack's going to start playing with those kids.
I don't see any kids just playing outside, though, is my point.
No?
Kids still play. They just play online with each other all the time.
Kids How do you are know? Shit these days.
Kids aren't. No, it's just a different time, man.
It is.
Technology is the thing. And it's only going to get worse.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, physical activity is like an afterthought. In modern...
But I don't know where you're pulling your facts from. Like, what? What? Are
like his dude, memory of being a kid 100 years ago.
Yeah, but you drive one road, front road, all the way to work, and then you take the same road back.
You don't think I go through any neighborhoods ever or anything? I don't notice a lot of kids ever just playing outside, ever.
What neighborhoods you drive through?
Yours.
There's kids. I don't have to prove you wrong. I just see them everywhere. Fucking kids.
Fucking kids.
There's too many out there.
My point is, more video games. There's a lot of kids inside not being outside.
Because yeah, that's true.
Playing games. We didn't have that when we were kids. We got fucking...
No, we
How didn't. Many times could you play Lion King in a row?
Games.
Dude, we...
I did a lot.
Hundreds of hours into the simplest games.
Probably. Definitely.
Actually, I'm not disagreeing with you.
Mario like, 3?
Nintendo,
holy
Super
shit.
Nintendo, fucking N64.
I played that game for years.
Yeah, what is like, Chad playing right now?
I would just put... cartridges back in. Like, I used to switch games when I was younger like crazy.
Oh, No Man's Sky?
Yeah, this game sucks.
Kyle was right. Everyone is kind of just watching it.
No, I'm talking.
I'm looking at all three of you.
I hate all these beasts.
I am watching it, but...
You can tell they're just randomly created.
Well,
stick this head on this body, these legs.
Chad, turn it up.
More date times 8.
Chad's purple. It's rare. Do you want to talk about PUBG? There's like nothing to say, I feel like, at this point.
Did you guys talk about
it? Dope.
Game is so good, and there's so much potential. That's my like what I'm most excited about. I mean,
listen up, kids. If you're not playing PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, buy it, download it.
I'll play it with you.
And play it once, and you will never stop.
You know what's funny is it's got to millions of players. And
yeah,
they've not advertised it one bit.
They haven't had to.
Because it's fucking okay.
Steam.
Incredible.
It's because no, they put it on the most like popular community. Yeah.
Is like, it just doesn't need it.
As soon as it gains some traction, it's like...
I saw a stat, like 500,000 concurrent users daily.
All of my Steam friends are playing it every time we're playing it.
Yeah.
It just took over like Fallout 4 as
I don't have that many Steam
concurrent users.
Oh, yeah?
I have like a couple randoms that added me because I was good.
On Steam. I added all my Steam friends from Player.
It's only been out, I think, 4 months.
Have you played it?
6 million downloads.
Yeah, like all the guys from work. Play it. That's like 4 guys.
Yeah.
And then their friends who I've met through them basically, and they're playing it. And then some other American guys that I played with one night when I did like squad.
I played squad matchmaking. It's fun with strangers sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah, but they always
most of the times it's terrible and
they
don't
say A within the first 5 minutes. I'm like, are you in Canada? Shut the fuck
really?
Up.
Really?
Your president's a shithead.
Because you know those kids are voting.
Yeah, they are voting. No, they're like the guys I was playing with were like 30.
Oh, were they? They're still not voting. No one under 40 votes.
I'd be so happy to be the who is he in someone else's group for a while.
Hey guys, it's me. They're like, this guy sounds really laid back.
Who's this
like,
fucking oh, Dan guy who gets I'm on every night? Really oh, hey buds, what's going on? Being a who is he in someone's group is the most uncomfortable thing ever.
I like being a who is he.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. That's why I don't
TJ,
have
did you do a lot of online gaming when you were younger?
Like online?
Yeah, like talking to strangers.
You know what I did?
I met a lot of friends like through Halo 2.
Dude, I had like a clan, like a successful clan, early, really early Counter-Strike before I got bad.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like I don't
before
do that today.
I got bad.
I could not like when I was later years of Counter-Strike, I just couldn't be good. I don't know what it was. It's like I lost it. I was too old for the game. But yeah, like I formed a clan and I had like tons of people. Apparently I used to be social. Now I hate it. I've been thinking about more. Like when I was playing Overwatch, I was like, I want to like get my mic out and just talk to people. Overwatch, you have to communicate. You have to be, it's like a team game.
Do people do that? Like
oh,
still?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Hey, we're back on. I want to talk about Hellblade.
Yeah.
You're going to buy it.
Lead the way, TJ.
Yeah.
And then I'll take over, so I guess.
I just want to say a few things, realistically. Like, we already talked a little bit through the thing about how, like, the sound is incredible. And I read that they, like...
Sound. Oh, in Hellblade.
In Hellblade.
Yeah.
They recorded, like from two sources and, like, made some, like, 3D sound.
Yeah, imagine you wear the headphones. Sick headphones are going to be dope.
Yeah. Just
are dope.
Yeah, just wear decent headphones.
Yeah, you don't have to have, like... I don't know, it's... You don't have to, it's not your headphones doing it, right? As long as they're 5.1.
Yeah, as long as you can, like, left ear, right ear, mostly.
Is it stereo? Would it still be able to do that?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know sound.
Anyways, yeah, whatever, it sounds fucking amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, like, the game, I don't know if you thought about this, but, like, there's no HUD.
There's nothing. There's no direction.
There's no
tutorial.
Yeah. Well, you hit start, and it's, like, there's a couple configuration options, and that's it.
Yeah.
And it's the person... The motion capture is awesome. Their face is like... She's like a weird... Like,
she has huge eyes.
Yeah.
They're like so expressive.
Yeah, and her mouth is weird.
Yeah.
But like she just looks like a weird person. Like,
she is.
When you design a video game character, you don't make people that like...
It's a real person.
Weird.
Yeah, they mocap her face perfect. Like, yeah. And all her movements and everything.
They built an engine that will mocap live. So like... But they film it with a camera, I think, or something. Like, I don't know if she's wearing the dots. She must be wearing some sort of dots or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, it's rendering her performance live. Like, you can see them side by side.
Yeah.
That's what they're showing off. I'm pretty sure that's what they showed off.
I think so. I think I saw that video at your place.
Yeah.
The other thing that kind of surprised me was the combat. It was awesome.
It is pretty good. It's pretty simple.
Okay. Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah, I want to say it's simple.
It's simple. Simple being there's a... Like a light attack, heavy attack, kick, and block, and roll. And that's it. And there's not a ton of...
cues.
Yeah, I mean, like, I just move at those cues always. I've never blocked ever.
Never blocked?
Never.
You block at the last second, it slows time?
Oh, I just wait for my mirror every time. Because I always have it from, like, just kicking ass.
I don't know how the mirror works yet.
It charges, and then when you hit, you can, like, focus, and then the time slows down.
Okay, I guess I'll see.
I don't mean to sound like an asshole, but this sounds like every game I've ever played.
This particular part of it is, not what makes the game good.
Okay.
So what's the...
I sat back thinking, like, I'm not going to say anything.
What makes the game good is just, like, the storytelling. It's very dark. It's obviously, you've seen the fucking trailers and shit.
Yeah.
And it, like...
I haven't seen any trailers.
It's super uncomfortable to play.
Pull it up.
But... I've said this a few times. I was like super uncomfortable to play, but in a really good way.
Yeah.
Should I pull it up?
It's just freaky.
Yeah, Kyle hasn't seen it.
You're uncomfortable because like you have these voices in your head constantly, like to an annoying point sometimes.
What do they say?
Just
to be honest,
they're constantly doubting your actions, telling you things that you're doing are wrong, or questioning you.
The way is blocked.
Or teasing you if you do something stupid. Like, and the game actually, like, they will say what you're doing. When you're doing it, like if you're taking too long to figure out a puzzle, like I got lost in this labyrinth where it like kept being the same thing, and it was like you had to follow these torches and symbols on the wall, whatever, it's just like any other game. But like they were just chirping me the whole time. It's like, and it just makes you feel uncomfortable and like, or shitty about yourself, and like that's the intention of the game, and it's fucking...
Just think about a game with, like, a crazy vibe or
she's
atmosphere.
She's insane. She's nuts.
And, like, it's the best of its kind. Like, you know what I mean? Like, wow, I can't believe a game made me feel that way so intensely.
All right.
So the person's, like, inner monologue? But
dude, she's the only person in the game.
Voices.
I'm almost, like, sure that, like, you're just traveling through... So it's, like, a Viking warrior woman.
Yeah.
And it's, like, she's traveling through what I think is her home.
Valhalla.
Or was near her home or once her home.
I don't know. I thought it's like she's going like to the afterlife or something.
She keeps seeing visions of like what has happened before with her boyfriend or husband.
Yeah.
And you're constantly like chasing him like almost like deeper and deeper into like the darkness, but it's all in her fucking head. So it's like you're just going through a nice place, but all her memories and everything are fucking with her.
And there's some cool visual effects.
Holy shit. Like the game is horrifying.
So what's with the runtime, like, and the price point? Like, why is it $40?
Because it's a AAA indie game. It's not a full, huge game. So
what does AAA indie game mean again?
It's like no one has ever used this before. Like
super high tech.
Yeah, like another one was probably, what was that one that you liked?
Witness?
The Witness. Like, it's a huge game, but it's made by, like, a small team. And these guys... These are the guys who made Enslaved.
Yeah.
It's nothing like Enslaved at all.
So it's just short, so they didn't charge a lot?
Right. And it's not that short. I'm telling you. They're like,
saying 7 hours.
Dude, that's Witness... Witness fucking... The Order is, like...
I'm seeing short as a positive. I'll say it 1,000 times.
But not for $35. Like, you want something... And this is something, like, it's fucking awesome. I'm having a great time with it.
It's weird still that, you know, $35 gets you a 7-hour game, or it gets me 130 hours of PUBG.
And, sure. And or look at it this way, though. Or it costs you one trip to the movies and getting popcorn.
$34 for popcorn?
You can't.
You go get a movie, you see $18. What?
You can't walk through the world that way.
I know. But I just...
You know, yeah. There's a lot of free things that could also occupy your time.
I have so much trouble playing a campaign now. Like, I try. I tried to play... What was it?
Path of Exile
game.
I often am not playing games that I would be playing. Because I'm just playing PUBG with you.
Yeah.
It is really hard when there's a really good game.
There are only so many free hours in each day.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if I'm going to play games, I'm going to play one game with my buddies.
Yeah.
And even that game takes up... too much of my time, let's be honest. It takes up a little too much of both of our nights.
It's all I do.
Every night.
Repercussions are on their way.
Yeah, it's like, I'm waiting for Gina to be like, tonight again. Debt. She hasn't said it yet.
She's like, pissed that I left tonight. She's like, well, I'm like, are you pissed that I'm leaving? Like, why are you being mad? I was trying to, like, soften
she
it.
She kind of expects this from me because Chad and I used to do this.
With Battlefield?
Battlefield 4 every night. But for, like deep into the night, too. Like... deep into the night.
She's like, yeah, if you don't, you're either just going to be gone or playing video games anyway.
I'll be playing for hours still.
Yeah.
We just started a new Metro round and it's going to be 3 hours.
Have you ever joining on? Am I just finishing one? Like, stay on for one more. Okay. 2.5 hours later.
No regrets, baby.
It's the best. That's the best game.
So that's Hellblade. I just wanted to say... those couple of things. I can't believe how cool the combat is. I'm happy with
it. Is it permadeath? I read something that it's permadeath.
If you die... So there's a mechanic in the game. It's like super early on. It tells you... like each time you die, this darkness that's on your... starts on your hand, it's like will grow. And if it reaches her head, you're done. So every time you die, this black goo comes up your arm a little bit further.
As long as you pay attention to it, you can deal with it.
So
that's based on like it's like
not pay attention.
You lied. Yeah, and if you died too many times, the game is done and you have to start over, and I'll never play it again.
I agree.
But so you're playing on easy, normal?
No, just whatever it gave me.
Oh, just whatever it gives.
And it's not easy. Combat like gets hard. At first, you fight like one or two guys, and it's like, okay, you're learning the mechanics. Dodge, block, you know, punch. Whatever.
Yeah.
But then they start throwing, like, hordes of enemies at you, like, 3 or 4 at a time. But as soon as one dies, another one spawns. And you're constantly having to, like, get away so you can always see them because of the field of view. It's, like, really close behind her. So you have a lot you can't see. And, like, they just are... they're not waiting for one guy to finish attacking before another starts. Like, you have to be on your toes.
Nice.
But there's audible cues for guys behind you.
So like don't you?
Yeah, the voices will be like, they're behind you, and you, at that point, right, dodge.
You just wait a half second, then you hit
dodge. Block. You went the other way. I dodge everything.
I dodge the big guys.
So this isn't like, you don't think this, like, playing it again to figure out how it ends?
It's a very slow-paced game, though, at the same time. Oh, it's like,
it's puzzles.
You died.
Like, you do the same puzzles over again?
Yeah, there's stupid puzzles, which just kind of get you through the story.
Oh, everyone gets the exact same experience, so you're just doing it again.
You're in a new area. These are these symbols. Find them. And you go around, and there's cool ways to go through these puzzles, though. One is, like, you go through this, literally just an archway, but it's like a portal. So you're in a world, and then as soon as you go through that portal, other places open.
Puzzles?
So it's like you gotta go around, find this, and then figure out a way to get back around, and then it's not that intricate and it's not hard, but it takes up time and to get through, and it's fine. But the story is pretty cool, and the performances in it are like insane.
Yeah. I was thinking about going on a deep replay campaign.
Of Zelda?
Old. I don't know.
Fallout 3?
I don't know. But, like, I generally we don't replay games, or I never did. Like, only the ones I really, really loved.
Okay, with video games, it's hard because things that were impressive back in the day, because they were, you know, not done a million times, it was tolerable.
Yeah.
But, like, you play any 360 game and things are just fucking annoying at this point.
Yeah, the controls would have to be, like, top-notch and sort of timeless, or else the controls would just feel like shit.
Yeah, that's why, like, you're not going to play fucking Call of Duty 2. Bad example. I couldn't think of something.
Oh, I just want to play Mario Odyssey. I'm so into it.
I don't know. Like, I just want to play PUBG with Kyle.
Yeah. I really wish I had that game too, but then I probably... I don't know. I still wouldn't play it. Like, I had Battlefield for so long and all you guys played and I just wasn't picking it up.
Dude, Battlefield, I put so much fucking time in. It's stupid.
Yeah.
I was so good. I was so fucking good at PS4. Every game consistently felt amazing, raping people every night, showing you guys, like, guys, look at it, I still fucking got it. It's been all this time.
That was a deep, like, you went on a fucking run.
Man, I'm not joking when I said for my skill level, so which is, it gives you your skill based on, like, all of your stats combined, like, KD,
yeah,
score, all that shit. And I was 0.8% in the world.
Yeah,
I was dummying people.
You were born a little bit too early, or you're like not willing to join.
I should have streamed.
There's a huge like competition where you just compete.
I played a lot. And now I'm like, oh, let me go play this new PC. I'll pick it up quick. I get raped in PUBG on a daily. Yeah. There are nights I don't even fucking enjoy the game. Like, I'm with Kyle and I'm like, I'm enjoying playing with Kyle and, you know, being engaged, but it's like, no satisfaction from that round whatsoever. Fuck, I died again. I hate it.
Yeah, as soon as one guy on the team dies.
It's always me, because I'm like...
downhill from there. Like, there's, it's like, it won't be as satisfying to finish this round now.
We play different ways. I'm an idiot. I am always trying to flank. I'm always on the move. And I'm expecting these guys to be with me and play the same way. We don't
play differently.
We absolutely do. And that's why I die all the time. It's my own fault. This is a negative.
Before you call the number. That's, it's like that. And then you, and then you get into that. Your victim. Brain is, your brain is, your brain is in one thing.
Where are they? And I'm just.
He's just taking
shots. Oh, he's over
there. Where are they? And he's, I can just hear. Like, he's not talking. He stops talking completely while he's.
And I'd say maybe 40% of the time, I'm like, all right, I got him.
And I'm like,
most of the time it's like, oh, I'm down. Kyle, get me.
Kyle, get me. There's a compass across the top of your screen, which, like, it's like north, south,
I do
east,
some call-outs.
And then there's, like, detailed numbers, like, breaking down every degree. It's like a between compass. Between those.
Every 5 degrees, yeah.
Every 5 degrees.
You've seen this.
So you can call out the number
where a guy is.
As soon as you see him, you can go, he's like, yeah,
185. I will get better, okay?
And
I'll get
like,
better.
And everyone can look at 185 and see this guy right away. But every time, if you do call it out, you're always like, he's at the barn. He's near that bush. It's like, what bush?
We're all looking the other way.
Like,
and because I'm in and I'm like, I'm
hunting. Just right near the barn. The big, and it's, you use so many words. So just like, you could just be like, 200. And it's just like, we'd be all looking at 200 right away. All right.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If you're in a different spot, which I generally am from you, my 200 is not your 200.
No,
so I'm trying to fucking
know, like, to adjust accordingly, right?
That's true.
You do?
Yeah.
You can.
If
you
he's
can...
on your right and he says 200,
okay,
like,
fine.
Look up and
I'm
say,
always gonna say what it is.
It's 205.
My 350.
Yeah. You know, just call it 350. Like, your 350 is gonna be my, like, whatever. Like, and
sometimes
I'm
it's
here,
impossible.
Like, yeah, you can.
If they're really close to us,
yeah,
it's like useless.
Okay. Well, when we played before, we spent the first 10 minutes all separate from each other, looting large areas, and it's like you often run into people very early on. One guy's down. Stupid. All we have to do is go together. It's a little bit slower, but I mean, often you find a house where it's like, no, yeah, AK, M16, and you'd be fine.
Yeah.
We die so much in the, like,
rather,
at least in the beginning, from stupid shit.
I'd rather just say, like, we'll die sometimes in the beginning. That's okay, because it's early on, rather than go slow every single game and be successful, you know?
Also, we've had this conversation. We've had this conversation and then completely ignored our own, what we found. It's like, you know, guys, we don't really need to gear up as much
I'm
as
always
we do.
I need a scope. I need a scope.
Well, every time, it's okay, I'm feeling pretty good. I just need a level 3 vest. And it's like,
fuck
really,
off.
You really don't need better than, like, you need it, like, that game where you died last night, that last round, I was like, totally, like, I don't give a fuck. I ran up the hill, I found an AK, no scope or anything, and I'm like, good enough. I had 30 rounds in an AK and, like, a level 1 backpack and a level 1 vest. And I was like, and I'm off. And I just, like, went uphill. It ended in that north
that northeast corner up on that hilltop.
Okay.
That's where it was ending. I was like first one up there, and I was in this perfect little nook, just like crouched down in there. Sorry, I forgot to tell you, I found a SCAR on the way, or not a SCAR, SKS on the way up there. Again, though, no scope or anything. And then I was just like, I was super comfortable. I got up there and I just, and like I was in the circle and geared enough to defend myself. I don't need fucking med kits and all this shit. All that stuff only helps you live longer because you've wasted so much time finding that stuff. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, really, how much difference does a level 3 vest make for you? We all like.
Oh, it's nice. It's a nice find. It's a nice find. I'm not looking for that.
But does it encumber you in any way?
I'm not going to search for them.
No.
How much difference does it make to have?
It makes you a little bit better.
Like how much less often do you think you die because you have 7 med kits instead of 1?
Yeah, your position in the circle is way more important than any gunner scope.
That's exactly it.
You go right to the middle of the circle.
Get to the middle of the circle
with a shotgun. You camp in one room. You make zero sound.
Yeah.
You're top 10. Yeah. And maybe exactly. Number one. You're
sure.
But TJ, I've watched you fucking ride that blue fucking wall for days.
We're going to play games.
But that's the point. Pay attention more to your position.
Can we please play this after? I want to watch.
I got to watch you
play uninterrupted.
This.
I want to watch somebody's play sound. You're not allowed to talk when I play and tell me to do things. Just let it happen.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do the same for both of you.
It's going
to
be hard.
And everyone.
I saw these dicks play. I saw these two pieces play.
Sorry. You
notice?
I do. I can't help it. I'm a backseat driver.
TJ, right there. TJ.
Okay, if I see a guy and you're not seeing it,
no, it's a
push. It's
when
like,
I was doing callouts.
Fucking look at that!
For the other night when I was doing callouts for you, I was shocked at the guys you were missing. Remember, it was closing in at the end, and I was like, "Kyle, there's a guy up at the left," and I'm like, "You're like, where?"
Oh, That guy was a fucking rock to me. I was like,
"Oh, really?"
You're talking. I'm looking around.
Oh,
and
that
you're
was
like that dot, that black right there, and I'm like, "That's a guy." And I was just like, "I'm shooting at it. I'll start shooting." And then I start shooting. You see the blood coming out of it. I'm like, "He's right. It's a guy." And it's like. A couple more shots. Like as soon as you see blood and it's he's laying on the
then
ground,
you're looking
I'm
for
winning
it.
Winning this
yeah.
one.
Have you like, played on the 4K monitor?
Mm-hmm.
He does. I've never have.
I wonder if that's the difference.
That's all I do is play on that.
No. Like I can see. I could see it crystal clear. Like it's like he watched the guy run and dive into the grass.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see that happen, and I was like looking somewhere else on my like my eye.
Yeah, but that was like I don't. Yeah, you must have been looking
was, like,
right
corner of my screen.
He was outside of the scope, but so clear. Like you know, you have like the big spots of your screen and open. And he's just do 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 do.
Right, and I'm looking down.
You're looking through the scope. I'm like Kyle, come on.
Yeah.
Kyle, no one else saw that dope fucking incendiary grenade or that napalm thing you threw. Like. For like 300 yards or whatever, off the side of a cliff.
Oh, you were sitting
next
to me.
I was sitting right next to you.
Us three playing. It was when the Joe came over one night, and we were about to leave, and we were in the prison, and I was at the top of the quarry, and you guys were both down inside it, and there were guys hiding behind those
cylinders.
Bins.
You swished it like between two crates, like perfect from 300 yards away.
And it's just like I lobbed a Molotov, and it just went. And landed on him, and then he ran out on fire. And you guys put him down. And it was like I was screaming. It was so awesome.
That's why this game is incredible.
That was fun. That was a fun match. You know what? Okay, I'll mention this while we're talking about it. You know, you talk about like firing preemptively, and like get your team together and tell people where they are. If you see a guy that doesn't see you, tell your team and like I can't believe we haven't just gone like okay, are we all looking ready? Set, go. And like three of us just.
You don't have
like
that.
A shooting gallery.
Often you don't have
that's
that time.
Good, that's
who killed
theory,
him?
I don't know. But like, but it's.
Yeah,
but it's,
to the victor but, go the spoils.
That never
balls, like,
I guess. But
a lot of the times you have,
you have
small
no
window.
Time.
You have a small window of
most
time
time. No, no,
to
most
make
of
a decision
time,
or kill.
But one in five, it's just like.
Not even
a guy,
close.
He doesn't see me.
What I do, and I'm pretty good at doing
everyone aim at him.
Is I go.
Go.
There's guys 285, and I take shots.
Yeah, me too.
Like, as soon as I say the number, I'm shooting. And then it's like, you guys know where to look. Like
I'm often like,
right,
where?
If there's an opportunity where like he's,
285, okay.
He's either not going to be in cover or he's going to pop out again. Just be like, I got time to wait. I can shoot him now. I can shoot him in 10 seconds from now.
Yeah.
And then it's just what? Like everyone line it up. And it's like, you know, when people line up and they shoot them and it's like, you know, who killed the guy? You know what I mean? Like literally, it could be amazing. They just go right down.
I had a beautiful kill the other night. I was playing alone and a guy came up in a buggy and then like he was, I was watching him from a distance. I had a 4x and like an M16, and I'm watching him from a distance, and he's just like, he's shooting at guys. He had a suppressor, and he's shooting at guys. He's thinking he's so great. Like, I can tell he's running around. He's fully geared. I could tell he's got level 3 backpack, level 2 helmet, but, like, running around just, like hot shit up on this little, like, edge of the circle. The circle's getting pretty small, but he thought, I'm so safe up here. Like, no one's around me. But I'm, like, I was laying in the grass behind him, and then he got back in his buggy. He kept, like, jumping in his buggy, driving, like, 100 meters, jumping out, checking around there, like, crouching, and then he just like crouched next to this little box, and I was just like, he thinks he's so fucking alone right now. And I just like, I had an M16 and I was pretty far, so I was like, I have to nail this shot, otherwise he's gonna be able to get away from me. So I just like lined it up, waited. He was kind of just checking spots, and I waited, and then he just like, he stopped moving, and I lined it up nicely on his head, and just like one shot to the head, and then my scope kind of danced a little bit, and then it was just, and then one more shot to the body, and he was done. And it was just like, it felt so good, because I know I took him from full health. Like, that was like, dish, dish, and he was just, and he was done. Nice. That feels so good. That kill, like that one kill popping up on your screen after that, at that point, like it just feels like that feeling when you get a kill, like it's like,
yes,
it's so piece good. Of shit.
All right, I know. Let's play it. I'm so shocked by some people who get like, there's people who get like 30 kills a game.
And we haven't yet played first-person squad mode. That's going to be
first person. That was sick.
Me and Kyle have been doing first-person all week.
Nice.
So stressful at first, but now I'm getting really used to it, and I really do enjoy it. I like knowing that I can wait in a room, and if a guy wants to come in that room and kill me, we have equal chance of killing each other. He can't peek around the corner, line up his scope with where my head is, and then dive out and shoot me in the face. You know what I mean? Like, he can't see that happening, like the way third-person works. Like, he's got to check that room for me at the same time as like, but I know he's there. You know what I mean?
Are there still like not duck only jump snipes in games? Or are you like duck under window, jump snipe,
land there's back
in the duck? In third person, you could. I mean, even in first, you could probably do that.
But there's no like elaborate long distance shot type shit going on like in Battlefield. Like, no one has the time to master it like that. You don't have. Yeah. You're not killing guys frequently enough to get that good.
You guys remember the GoldenEye peak? Like, if you hit like right C, you get you like snap over, and you
I don't remember that. Wall.
Oh yeah, had peeking, but it was one frame rate.
The lean,
yeah, it was one frame. You're just out and then back in.
Yep. Take a photo.
There's no animation. Yeah, it would just pop in, pop out. It was the peek.
I don't
it was hilarious when because you take turns peeking and sniping.
I one shot a guy today in the head with the M16 on burst.
Chad, if I were so was like you,
triple burst.
Right down.
Right down, it was incredible. Like, he was in a car, and I put shots on the car, right now. And he jumped and he went into,
can't take this rejection.
One of the garages, and I seen his head through the window, and it was just one kill. I was like,
That's the best feeling.
One of the first kills I saw, you were in a building next to a guy. Remember that, at your place?
I was in a building next to a guy.
Just two buildings right next to each other. You're in the second floor, he's in the second floor. And you just, like, it felt awesome.
I had
like,
the car 98, and he was... And he started taking shots out the window of the building next to me. And I'm like, that sounds like it's in the building next to me. I look out the window, and I look into that building, and the guy's looking out the window into a field. And I'm like, oh, my God. I line up the shot with car 98 from, like, 20 feet.
Yeah.
And it's just like, kadaj!
And it was awesome. Dead. And I was like, I remember thinking afterwards, like, that was probably not as awesome. It probably happens, like, every once in a while.
Oh,
no. But
no,
that was like...
And now you know.
That was as epic as it felt, seeing it for the first time and not knowing the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was an epic
like to
moment.
Sneak on someone at that level and just being like, you have no idea what's coming. Boom! And then he's just like, where, you know, like, my God.
Yeah, and he's thinking like, where did that come from? Like,
yeah. The guy was in the field. He wasn't even looking at me.
He heard the shot.
Yeah, I know, like, he knew it was
super close.
Yeah.
Do you guys die ever and you have no idea where?
Oh, yeah.
Just like, what?
Last night, our last game.
You have an idea, but
sometimes. The one that... Right before our second last game, when we were on the military base in a back corner of the military base, we're down southwest or whatever, and I'm like getting picked off from that fucking guy. So it was such a slow death, DJ. It was like I'm running and I'm like I'm getting shot at, and I can hit, like every fifth shot was hitting me. It's like, doom, 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 doom. And I'm like, fuck! And I'm like running for Dan, but I'm like out in the open.
I just, like, I'm like, I have to leave you.
Three of those shots that took me down, I'm like, I'm gonna die, I'm gonna die. And then I'm down and it's I'm like crawling, and Dan's like, I'm sorry, man.
I can't.
Like, I'm not moving. I'm not moving to come for you.
I couldn't. I would just, he would get me too. I love the fucking
it's
game.
It's like fucking Platoon or like the, any cliche war like scene where guys getting shot up.
There's nothing worse than dying bouncing at the point of no return. Like just after it. If we get to a certain point where it's like you're a little beyond the first encounter and you're kind of into the game, if I die, Kyle's going to keep playing. And I'm fucking forced to sit there and watch. You're penalized for being a shithead player.
Yeah.
And I watch you play
basically,
so much.
If there's less than 50 guys alive, you're going to keep...
You know what?
Going.
It does suck, but at the same time, like, you're pretty invested.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, I'm entertained.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, you're not entertained.
But you wish you were there.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm like, fuck, I would have...
Fuck, I died.
I would have went that way.
If there's two of you. If it's one of you, you know what I mean? It's like, these guys are carrying on.
If there's... That's happened to you. Yeah, if one of us dies, and two are carrying... If two guys die, and it's one,
yeah,
and there's only 50 guys left, right, it's like, quit the game.
Yeah.
We're playing a new game. Like,
we're not both watching TJ pick up fucking med kits and whatever for 15 minutes sitting in this house.
Corner until the fucking wall is right on.
TJ, if you're just gonna die at the first guy you see, get it over with.
Put this game on.
Just jokes.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. Good cast.
Yeah, it was good. Thanks you for listening.
Yep.
All of you.
Okay. Bye.
See you later. Okay. Bye. Thanks. Cocky little freaks.
Want to start us off?
No.
That's a bad joke.
No volunteers.
Could you edit that one out?
What do you mean? No one wants to do an intro?
No, I'll do it.
I'll do the classic, hello.
Wait.
And welcome.
Is this one?
No, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
This is 150.
Oh, you're saying one word?
Yeah.
Shit.
150, bros.
It's Canada 150 and it's all rangeable in 150.
Oh, okay, wait, that's why we held it off.
An intro where everyone says one word and we just go around until the intro is done.
Yeah,
hello and welcome
before
to the all range, you know what I mean? And but we can say whatever you want.
It's kind of nice to have Kyle around, eh? He's all excited about everything. We've done that bit.
Have you actually?
Yeah,
all the time.
That exactly.
I wanted to do it right now. You want to do it, Kyle?
Do it. I'm in.
Kyle, start it.
Hello.
And
welcome
to
the
all
range
mode
podcast.
Oh, I thought Chad would get cast because I skipped him both times.
Punch me out, bud.
Punch
me out.
You're out.
Chad's like all smiles, and I'm like taking
in
the words right out of his mouth.
Well, yeah, podcast is one word. Okay,
let's do it again.
Start over.
Podcast is one word.
Hello.
And
welcome
to
the
all
range
mode
podcast.
Yeah.
Fucking woo. Pod.
My.
Well, it's great.
Are you sure?
CC.
You guys aren't. We're not done.
My.
Name.
Exactly.
Shit.
Are we stupid?
I'm not going for longer than that.
All right, let's go.
My name is DJ, and I go to the
that's
mall
do for the first
16 times a week.
For the first 5 like, minutes, please.
What are you asking me?
Like, how funny would it be if we had like a 10-minute loop going? Just like, we'd all be dying.